This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Is inflation on the horizon? The chairman of the Federal Reserve doesn't think so. He concluded that inflation is not a problem for this time, as near as I can figure. Right now, M2 doesn't really have important implications. What he's talking about is the M2 money supply, which measures cash, checks, money market, and mutual funds. If you type the words M2 money stock on a computer, you will see two things. First, the amount of money printed shoots straight up in 2020. Second, you will notice the words discontinued. The Federal Reserve weekly chart is discontinued and only is updated monthly now. That should give you some idea of what may be coming. In a past commentary, I explained how the Consumer Price Index is not an accurate measure of inflation. Then I realized I wrote that commentary on May 12, 2011. Obviously, it's time for an update. I'll do that tomorrow. For now, let me state that the Consumer Price Index is based on a basket of goods which excludes many that affect you and your family. Look, for example, at the increase in home values in a few areas in the country. In the last year, the Zillow Home Value Index for Austin increased 15%, Los Angeles increased 9%, Denver increased almost 8%, and Seattle increased 7%. You know, other prices have increased dramatically due to the disruption of the supply chain during the pandemic. Rising lumber prices will now increase the price of an average home by more than $35,000, according to the National Association of Home Builders. Economists may say that inflation's not a problem, but I think we can all see that prices are rising due to everything from monetary inflation to supply chain disruption. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you hear on Viewpoints by visiting pointofview.net. Pointofview.net.